afternoon. This is Greek Music Express, brought to you by the Voice of Greece. Our imaginary train is driven by our sound engineer, Dorayo Akimidou, and by myself, Heglis Konou. Today, we'll be staring at the dark side of Greek rock with a band and a frontman filled with mystery and a sense of utter self-destruction. Welcome aboard Greek Music Express. Our destination, Transparent Lilies, Διάφανα Κρίνα.
Ξέρω πως θα έρθει και δεν θα με όπως είμαι. Να τον δεχτώ με το καλύτερο παλτό μου. Μύτε σκυμμένο στις σελίδες κάποιου τόμου. Εκεί που υψώνομαι να μάθω ότι κοιμέ. Δεν θα προσεύχομαι σε σύμπαν που θα πονεί. Δεν θα ρωτήσω αν εδώ που το κεντρί σου. Γόνιος δε θα'ναι να μου πει σηκώ και δίσου. Καιρός να ζήσουμε παιδί μου ξημερώνει. Θα'ρθει την ώρα που σπαράσεται το φως μου. Και κλιπαρώ φανατικά λίγη γαλήνη. Θα'ρθει σαν πύρινο παράγγελμα που λύνει όρους ζωής και την αδρή χαρά του κόσμου. Δεν θα μαζεύει ουρανό για να με κλείνει. Δεν θα κρατά βασιλικό η φυλαδιός μου. Θα'ρθει την ώρα που σπαράσεται το φως 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 μου.
The band Διάφανα Κρίνα was formed in 1991. Its lineup: guitarists Nikos Vardis and Kyriakos Tsoukalas, bassist Pantelis Rodostoglou, percussionist Tassos Machas, keyboardist Panayotis Berlis, and of course the band's frontman, the one and only Thanos Anestopoulos. In 96, their debut album was released titled Loss Became a Habit of Ours. Observers cannot hide their enthusiasm, calling Διάφανα Κρίνα the hope of Greek rock for the future. Several other albums followed in the decade till 2005, but when I asked my friend and radio producer Alexandros Bistis what albums of Διάφανα Κρίνα I should focus on, his response was, just let their first album play on repeat, and that's exactly what I plan to do today. In between the tracks, we'll be reading excerpts from interviews with this talented and enlightened artist, Thanos Anastopoulos, who sadly died in 2016. He was only 49 years old.
Και δυο μαύρα πουλιά τους φέρνουν μηνύματα στα κύματα χόρευε σε μια ακρογιαλιά. Ένα βάλς μανιασμένο με λιτά τα μαλλιά και προχώρησε στα βαθιά.
I was born near the river of Evros, in a clinic in the town of Alexandroupolis. My parents were internal immigrants. My father was a working-class boy, a man of manual labor, and my mother was a fragile figure who, instead of pursuing her dream of studying law, chose to follow the man she fell in love with to the other end of the map. Then we moved to the neighborhood of Nea Zoe, New Life, in Peristeri. There, you constantly received the daily reminder that the neighborhoods were built by internal refugees, giving them names that hid within them their fervent dreams and hopes for new beginnings. Many of them were, of course, alienated over the years and forgot all too easily, being no longer able to identify their own history with the miserable fate of today's refugees. It is this loss of memory that has become our habit and has cost us dearly most of the time and continues to hurt us and keep us as slaves serving all forms of power. This is the Greek amnesia, a fear that will never end as long as we let others nurture it inside us. We'll be right back.
σβήσαν τα μάτια και πεινούν. Και εσύ να γερνάς μες στις λύθεις το ψέμα. Βάρη απόγνωσης του ήλιου το γέρμα. Λόγω την Τετάρτη, Κυριακή νεκρός. Τετάρτη, Κυριακή νεκρός. Τα μάτια της λάμπουν σαν ένα στριμίχτα. Τα χέρια της σκάβουν ζητάς, και εσύ να ζητάς για να βρεις ένα τέρμα. Σαν χάδι χαμένο στις θλίψεις το δέρμα. Κλόουνι Τετάρτη, Κυριακή νεκρός. Κλόουνι Τετάρτη, Κυριακή νεκρός.
I went to the Piraeus School of Economics. Back then, I was only thinking of music. My mind was all stuck with the guitar. Plus, I was very discouraged by the fact that this particular university was so competitive. All the students were trying to earn a place in the meat grinder of the future to become tough technocrats. I fell into depression. My body couldn't take it. I was getting confused as to what I wanted relative to what others wanted from me. One day I was in the auditorium with four modules remaining for my degree. Suddenly, I got up and left. There was a lecturer nearby who knew me. He saw me leaving. He said, "Where are you going?" I said, "Goodbye. I'm leaving. I can't take it anymore." I don't advise anyone to do something similar, but that was my need at that very moment. I don't regret it. I regret not studying something that doesn't make me sad. I really liked children. I would have liked to study teaching, for instance. This would have helped me get out of myself more easily. Eventually, I ended up in the field of music, and I was able to love what I was afraid of at the time.
Oh. χάθηκαμε μακριά χωρίς εσένα. Τίποτα δικό μας πια κοντά σου. Σύντριψε τη μνήμη μας μέσα στα όνειρά σου και ζήτα έλεος για μας κατάκοπη κοντά σου και μες στο παρέκκληση της καρδιάς σου κοινωνάμε στάχτη πικρά και μα. Θα είναι εδώ ποτέ ξανά γιατί έχουν ρίξει τις καρδιές τους στα σκύλια, τις καρδιές τους στα σκύλια, τις καρδιές τους στα σκύλια και έχουν απομείνει αδειάς κι άχτρα. Εσύ βουβείς την έρημο, τη φίλη σου θα σέλνεις πάνω σε αθώες ψυχές. Σε όνειρα φωνά. πάνω στους αμόλοφους θα γίνονται κομμάτια.
I'm not one of those who write for others. I was never an entertainer. That doesn't mean that I can't enjoy my life going through many different emotions. In terms of music and writing, it's just that when I feel good, I go out into the light and live it in all its intensity, without feeling the need to express it by recording it, by turning it into a song. That's what I'll do when something is bothering me, when something is making me sad and I feel the need to shake it off me. The only way I know how to do that is by expressing it with a pen and a piece of paper and my guitar.
Κάπου θα υπάρχουν αγγελοί, κάπου θα κρύβονται στη γη. Κάποτε ήσαν άνθρωποι, ήσαν φίλοι και γνωστοί. Σε μια λιποφόρη γιορτή, κάτω από δυνατή βροχή. Σε ένα βαγία, εκεί που λιώναν μόνοι 40 άντρες ναυτικοί δεμένοι στο τιμόνι. Σε μια λιποφόρη γιορτή, κάτω από δυνατή βροχή. Ήρες μακέδο αθλίους καιρούς να μας σκορπάει το χιόνι, να μπουσουλάμε απ' το ποτό και μόνο να νυχτώνει. Σε μια λιποφόρη γιορτή, κάτω από δυνατή βροχή. Τώρα μπορώ να θυμηθώ που σε είχα έχουν αγγελί. Κάπου θα κρύβονται στη γη. Κάποτε ήσαν άνθρωποι, ήσαν φίλοι και γνωστοί.
Thanos Anastopoulos continues. It is true that I have been influenced by Rimbaud, Kariotakis, Paul, Baudelaire, Bukowski, Maria Polidouri, Nick Cave, Ian Curtis, and so on. People think that their work is dark, but it seems rather bright and optimistic to me because it all stems from an extreme romanticism. I have always liked romantic tendencies in different eras, and because people are ashamed to declare themselves romantic, there will always remain something revolutionary. Romanticism can, of course, become light and superficial, but it can also have depth. It can be very strong. The point, then, is not to lose our romanticism, our innocence, not to harden ourselves, not to get used to the images of everyday violence that we come across. I'm not saying that we should be apathetic. You know, the concept of romance has been misunderstood lately. A lot of people associate it with something ridiculous. No, some of us are sensitive and we preserve that. We hold on to it because that's the source of everything, including music. Yes, there was a time when I would stay up outside my home all night long. But as you get older, and I don't want to sound conservative, your needs change. You realize that the fruit ripens at some point, that you've been filled with tons of adrenaline, that you have lived a lot of things. That is, you have existed by saying all or nothing, by experiencing rock and roll. But I think it's really nice to be driven somewhere else eventually, trying to be a good father, for example, or just following the natural flow of things. The point is to not shut down yourself in your pajamas, to continue to broadcast your truth as much as you can. Also, to not destroy whatever you gain as much as you have destroyed it in the past, to learn how to treat it more gently and more maturely.
Καθρεπτίζεται στις δουλειές μας, στις ματιές μας, στις κραυγές μας, στις καρδιές μας. Και δεν πιστεύεις πως η ανθρωπινόμη όπως τα χρόνια, όπως τα χρόνια. Και δεν πιστεύεις πως οι καρδιές απειζούν όπως τα σκάφτα στα παλιά αλλόνια. βλέπω άσπρο μαυρά. Μια ανάσα από το θάνατο είναι αυτό το ξύπνημα. Τα ποτήρια μείναν άδεια. Ένας φίλος που φύγε νωρίς. Το πρόσωπο του καθρεπτίζεται στις δουλειές μας, στις ματιές μας, στις κραυγές μας, στις καρδιές μας. Και δεν πιστεύεις πως οι άνθρωποι όνουν
όπως τα χιόνια, όπως τα χιόνια.
Και δεν πιστεύεις πως οι καρδιές ξαπίζουν
όπως τα σκιάχτρα στα παλιά αλόνια.
History repeats itself by mockingly sticking out its tongue. This country has suffered many times over since the establishment of the Greek state. What we call the people have a great responsibility since they decide to be governed and since their rulers are always a mirror of themselves, that is to say, of money. The role models of all these governments, born out of the circles of two or three families, determine the attitude and the way of life and perception of the people who vote for them. If your daddy steals and is your role model, you will steal too. If your daddy takes bribes, you will follow the same model. We need to finally break the mirror, to see our faces clearly by doing our own personal introspection. And we also need to act differently, without the need for leaders. We have to collectively and communally develop our own spaces of action, defined primarily by true solidarity. Let's put the bankrupt banks and companies in the hands of the workers. To cut a long story short, act or shut up.
Μέσα στην πιο καλή μας μουσική.
εκεί. Εκεί μέσα στα μάτια σου που αστράφτη, μια πέρα αντιφλημένη αγαπή. Εκεί μέσα στα μάτια σου που αστράφτη, μια πέρα αντιφλημένη αγαπή.
And Thanos Anastopoulos concludes, it is true that Diafana Krina gave the impression of a very well-read band, immersed in literary seas and other things that sound poetic. Probably it has to do with the fact that some of us wanted to write books when we were kids. I vividly remember me and my friends at the age of 16, 17, wanting to be writers or poets. Just as another person might have liked to be an aviator, we liked writing and reading. So music became a medium, a platform. With two guitars and not knowing any notes or anything at first, we began to set our own writings to music. So we started with rock, but my love for reading and writing never left. It's always been up in the ceiling. The essence of our work was to bring out the soul of our writings, of our thoughts that were captured on paper in a musical context.
Αυτό το τραγούδι δεν είναι για σένα. 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 Μικρός
εξωτικό. Λέει ένα τρένο με χαλασμένα φρένα σε ένα ταξίδι χωρίς γυρισμό. Αυτό το τραγούδι είναι για σένα, μιλάει για θυσίες και σταυρούς. Κατάλαβες πράγματα που σου είναι ξένα. Αυτό το τραγούδι δεν είναι για σένα. Αυτό το τραγούδι δεν είναι για σένα. Μιλάει για θυσίες και σταυρούς. Κατάλαβες πράγματα που σου είναι ξένα. Αυτό το τραγούδι δεν είναι για σένα. 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 Αυτό το τραγούδι δεν είναι για σένα.
Today, our tribute to Diafana Krina, Transparent Lilies, took us along the exciting thoughts and ideas of their frontman, Thanos Anestopoulos, with excerpts of his interviews with websites Lifa.gr, ThePressProject.gr, In.gr, and Popaganda.gr. It is time to kiss you goodbye with the title song of their first album, Loss Became Our Habit, from our sound engineer, Dora Ioakimidou, and from myself, Hercules Gonamou, peace and love, and keep believing in the miracle of Greek music.
δυο.